Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing the 13th and final parak of Maseches Ksubos, and today we're learning Mishnayos Hey and Vav. So Mishnah Hey and Vav are the third and fourth Piskei Halacha of Admon. Haposik Ma'os L'chasanov. A person designated money as a dowry to his son-in-law, and relying on that, the son-in-law got engaged to this girl. U'pashat lo saregel. And then the father-in-law was poshet saregel. It means he went bankrupt and he refused to pay. That's the assumption, is that he pointed to his foot. He said, "You could hang me by my foot. It's not going to make any difference because I have nothing to give you." That's when he's pashat lo saregel. He stuck out his foot. He said, "Here, take this and hang me by it, because there's nothing that's going to happen anyway." It's still a popular expression in the Hebrew language. So teishav atshi al ben rosha. The son-in-law can let the bride sit in her status as an arusa until she grows old and gets white hair, and until he gets the money he was promised. We don't force him to marry her nor to divorce her. Essentially, he's allowed to leave her as an aguna if the father doesn't live up to his commitments. Admon Omer, Admon says, Yicholi Hishatomra, the girl can say, Ilu ani pasakti la'atzmi, look, if I was the one that promised you the money, Eshavat Shiel ben Roshi, I understand that I would deserve what, you know, sitting here waiting for my hairs to get white without being able to do anything. But achshav she'aba pasuk alai. But it wasn't me. It was my father that made the promise. Mani yichal lasos. What am I supposed to do? Oknos o petoros. So you have a choice. Either marry a poor girl, even though you thought you were going to marry a rich girl, or divorce me and let me find someone who's okay marrying a poor girl. Amar Gamliel, Rovani is divrei Admon. Gamliel says Admon is correct. Now the fourth psak halacha of Admon. Ha'orer al asada. If a person challenges the ownership of a field, he says that that field was mine and you stole it from me, or someone stole it from me and sold it to you, but the guy who's claiming that it was originally his and it was stolen from him is signed as one of the Edim on the Shtar Mechira that sold it to this fellow who's currently residing there. So Admon Omer, Yachalusha Yomar, Admon says that the guy can say, yeah, it was mine and I signed on the Shtar anyway, because I've been trying for years to get away from the first guy, but I'm not strong enough to get away from the first guy, so I wanted it in the hands of somebody weaker, so I signed the Shtar so that it could be sold to you, because you're weaker, and I figured I'll be able to get away from you. The Chum said, come on, if you're signing a Shtar Mechira that sells it to this guy, then you're admitting that this Mechira is a valid Mechira, so you can't come and claim that the fellow who sold it to him doesn't own it at all. I saw a simile acher. If the person living there sold the neighboring field to someone else, and when he identified the borders of the in the shtar, he used this field that's in dispute as a boundary mark for the other field, and the guy who's being toveya signed on that shtar, well then for sure he bid his chus. So why would you sign a shtar that marks your field in the name of somebody else, right? Meaning, and you have no advantage over here. It's not a transference of the ownership of that field where you could then claim, oh, I was hoping to get it back from you. So let's review. And then today in Mishnah Hey, we said that if a man commits a certain amount of money to a dowry and then he doesn't pay up, so Tanakama holds, the chasen can leave the kala an aguna, not give her a divorce and not marry her. And Admon says the kala could say, look, if I would promise you the money, I understand that that would be what I deserve, but it's my father that did it, why should I lose out? So either marry me or divorce me. And Gamliel thinks Admon is correct about that. And in Mishnah Vav, we said that if a person makes a claim that a field used to belong to him, but he was signed as one of the witnesses on the Shtar Mechira that sold it to its current occupant, so Admon says that, yeah, he could still claim that it used to belong to him and that he only signed on it because he figured he'll have an easier time wrestling it from the hands of the current occupant. Whereas Chum say, no, once you sign on it, you're acknowledging that it belonged to the person who was selling it, and therefore you lost your rights. And everyone agrees that if there was a Shtar Mechira that didn't involve this field, that involved a neighboring field, and it used this field as a marker and in the name of a different owner, and the guy signed that, so then he's clearly acknowledging that other person is the rightful owner. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Parakeet Gimel, Mishnayos, Zayin, and Ches.